You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Could you whisper in my ear? 904, right on time. Boom. Joining me from Texas, Michael Musselman, where the weather's cooled off a little bit. So, Double Dog, good morning. How are you?
Yes, it has.
Do you have a favorite time of the year?
Today.
Huh?
Today. Today is my favorite time of the year.
That's right. I forgot. We live in the moment.
We live in the moment. One of these days, you're going to get it. One of these days,
right
I'm gonna
now,
convert you. You're going to have a better life. It's just going to be better, better, better.
In the moment. What's your favorite day right now is my favorite
right
day.
Now. What's my favorite time? Right now. What's your favorite time of the day? Right now.
Right now. Yeah, I got an email after the show. Who would have thought the word normal could have spawned that discussion? I said, yeah, no, go figure, okay? One of us, hey, and I'm going to the VA today. Long Beach, so I'm fired up for that.
Yeah.
And what else I gonna tell you? Oh, did a little.
I'm hoping for a very positive outcome because I normally don't receive that.
You know, I normally have fun. There's always veterans around, and you bump into guys with Marine Corps hats on, and you say, "Hey, what's up, Double Dog?" And they always smile. So,
if you're having fun at the VA, you have a very low expectation in life.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
What am I looking for? A quality health experience? Hello? Come on, man.
Why are you going to the VA?
It's like, what am I, stupid? Come on, you get what you get when you go there. But there's all kinds of veterans there. You can, they're always a fun time to hang out with them. So.
Go up to VFW.
Well, no, I mean, our healthcare.
For American Legion.
Our healthcare is free for 5 years, so I'll go there. I'm not going there to hang out. I've got a dermatologist appointment there, so go in.
Nice.
Go in and.
I went to the doctor as well today.
You did? Oh, what happened?
For my MRI.
And what'd they say? Everything's normal.
Well, no, not everything's normal. I have to go into surgery.
Okay. Four.
I have and here again, Mac. I'm like. Modern military medicine. Like,
okay.
I can't tell you how many MRIs I had or CAT scans in my brain, right?
Yep. Correct.
But today,
yes.
I learned something new.
That you have a piece of shrapnel in your head for 7 years.
Close. I've had my septum is so deviated and crushed from an accident because they said it's blunt trauma. And I'm like, I've broken my nose before, but I didn't know it was that bad.
Right.
But what happened was it collapsed my left side of my nasal cavity. So even though I'm breathing through my left, it's because my septum's so fractured that it's going through the right.
Yep.
So my left nasal cavity has not even been used.
Nice. You're operating at 50% capacity.
Yeah. So I have a mass or a cyst or something back towards my brain back by that sinus area. So they're going to go in, my septum, and then remove that mass.
Who's going to go in? Who's doing that work?
Two people. The ENT surgeon and my neurologist surgeon.
So are these VA people or not?
No, these are civilians. VA would have never even asked for an MRI. They would have looked up your nose. Again, I went through this whole thing. How come the VA, when I went through this physical and everything else, how come this, a crushed septum, I mean, not a deviated septum. I mean, he showed me the bones, like, hey, this is a normal nose? This is your nose. He goes, see a normal nose? And a normal nose is like a straight line. Like, wow. Because they're doing like a cutaway, you know, from the top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, your septum is so, crushed and he goes, I'm not even worried to use deviated because it's not even, a deviation is when it, like, bends.
Deviates.
Yeah. Yours is in pieces.
Now, do you... Okay, so did So when you looked at it, do you think that you could actually tell that?
Even he said that.
You can't tell.
He said, you got a straight nose.
No. I mean that if you were a doctor, okay. So
oh, yeah, I could tell.
Do you think if you're a doctor or a monkey could both look and say, are these different or the same? Even the monkey would say they're different?
Monkey wouldn't say he's different. He would just probably go, get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, that would be the cue to give him his banana. But, yeah, a monkey could figure this out. Because once he showed it to me, he goes, okay, look, I want you to see this. Watch, this is your nose, this is your eyes, this is your cavities. And then as he goes, it's that cutaway, it's like right. Adding layers.
Right.
He goes, notice your, and I could see it now. I was like, holy crap. Oh, what are all those little white specks and bones or that white stuff in there? He goes, that's your septum. It's supposed to look like this. And he showed me a picture of like a straight line, like a normal looking nose.
And so, that happened in your car accident?
No, it probably happened. I don't know. It's one of the times I got banged up. Overseas.
In Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah. But completely missed modern science.
It's hard. It's not that easy. Okay. It's difficult. It's difficult.
Yeah. It's super difficult. I mean, even the nurse picked it out when she was going through it. She's like, the doctor's going to say something. This doesn't look right.
The janitor rolled through. And he's like, hey, guy's got his nose crushed. What's up with that? Doc, can I get the trash? Could you move your leg? I need to get this. Yeah, the janitor rolls through.
But, yeah, the VA and everybody else, wow, you're fine.
Yeah, whiner.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What are you doing in here?
That's awesome. Well, that's good news.
The mask has got me kind of worried. But.
Oh, come on. It'll be nothing. It'll be something that grew around a bone spur or something like that.
No, it's like way back. It's not in my nose.
It's like in your nasal cavity or in your brain?
Like, so your nasal cavity goes all the way to your brain.
Right.
And then the back wall where your brain is at, that's where it's at.
Oh, okay. All right. It's probably just some boogers or something.
Yeah, that probably got lodged in there.
Yeah, that desert, all those dust storms. Things like bionic.
Or it's a creature.
things bionic. Or you know what it probably
it's a
is?
A spider.
It's probably some of that.
An egg sack.
Yeah, probably some of that. A banana spider. Or.
Ooh.
It's probably.
So when Henrietta gets home tonight, I'm going to tell her that. I'm going to say, it's probably a.
Banana spider. Living inside
banana
of
spider,
me.
Spider. Egg sack. And so when I'm sleeping at night, you're going to feel all these little spiders calling you. It's going to happen.
Exactly. You know when we kiss? Egg spiders.
Egg spiders.
The. Larva. And when we French kiss, you're getting a whole cluster.
I hope this is part of alleviate some of the problems with my headache too. Because it always it starts from my left eye where this mastitis.
Whoa, you're gonna be like Philip Brown. You're gonna want to re-enlist again.
Re-enlist, baby. Yeah. I'm coming back in.
I'm ready, boys. The is amazing, isn't it? What the hell? Humpty Dumpty does medicine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so mad again coming out of that office.
I could imagine.
Not those guys.
No, but like all the year. No, I don't want to. One of my dependents, one of my non-dependent offspring, has a stomach issue that can't be, that's impossible to diagnose. So I just keep telling him, hey, get them to give you a consult to go out in town. They can't figure it out. So you want to go get another opinion.
Right. And what do they say?
We have to call gastro, I said, just stay on them every day. Just bitch at them and tell them you're going to request masks.
Right, your congressman.
Yeah, that this isn't right. There's if you monkeys can't figure it out, there's probably people that can. And you know they listen to this. The same offspring was having problems with his one of his toenails on his big toe. He was told that it would have to be permanently removed. Right, he goes out in town, and doctor looks at him and says, I'll fix this right now. And he's like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, sit back. I'm going to shoot some Novocaine in here so you know it doesn't hurt, but it's I got to do this and this and this, and then it'll grow right, and it'll be fine.
Hmm.
What? Yeah, I'll take care of this. No
fix. Problem.
Yeah, fix. Boom. No issues since then. Oh, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and so you walked out, scratch your head like.
Well, see, you're kind of a complicated medical case because you've got some issues. You know what I mean? You're not just a normal Marine kind of guy that's got, like, knee issues, and you got, like, head issues. You got, like,
back issues.
Internal issues. Yeah. You got some yeah. shit going on.
No, I get
on,
it. It's tough.
Okay, let me tell you. Somebody sent me an email in the first hour that made mention of Major League Baseball's pension plan. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How many days does it take in order for you to play, to be on a major league roster, in order during the regular season, in order for you to get lifetime health care? How many days?
Five.
One.
Whoa. And I was being a jackass with five. Are you serious?
What? Yes.
So one if you play game. One game.
Yes. No, you only have to play. You just have to be on the roster.
You're set for life.
Yes.
With medical and dental.
Yeah. Medical,
not
yeah.
Not a pension, though.
No, not a pension. Pension, how many days do you think it takes to get the minimum
a
pension,
season.
Which is $35,000 a year? How many games? A season? 162. Be on the roster for 43.
What?
Yes.
What do you get for being in a whole season? Like 100K?
Well, if you're on Major League roster for more than 10 years, and your highest 3 years in your highest 3 years. Of money that you made are more than $68,000.
Who plays baseball for $68,000?
Listen to me, please.
All right.
You make $15,000 a month. That's your pension. That's your monthly pension. That's your monthly pension.
Poor guys, man. How the hell are they living with that?
Yeah, exactly. Struggling.
Yeah. Holy shit. And get a bread line for those guys.
You look, GoFundMe. You look at like what the NFL guys have, not even close. You look at what like the NHL, not even close. Major League Baseball, one of the strongest unions in the country. They crush it. And you should hear the rules. If they fly, they have to fly first class. If they can't fly,
oh, they have to.
Yeah, they have to fly first class. And starting this year, they had to fly only direct
flight. If they can't fly first class, they have to charter their own personal.
No, then they have to either get a business class, and if they have to get coach, there has to be three seats for every two players. So you and I would have like a row if we had to fly. If we had to like go.
Oh, they're gonna tell me like
go slumming and ride coach.
Yeah, if. If there is no coach or no business class, then you have to charter your own personal jet.
Yeah, how about that?
So NFL is like the Air Force of sports. Because the Air Force rolls like that.
No, Major League Baseball is the Air Force of sports.
No, NFL. I thought NFL has the better.
No, NFL, that's garbage. Those guys, they don't have guaranteed contracts. Those guys get treated like shit.
Oh, so they're the Marines.
They are the Marines. NFL equals Marine Corps. NBA somewhere in between.
Yeah, Navy. Well, we even forget those guys.
Yeah, it's
Let's a, call them.
It's an activity. It's not really yeah. sport. The, So, one day, lifetime health care. How crazy is that?
I don't know. Now, I wish you would have told me that.
Why? Yeah, all that.
Now I hate baseball.
You should have stuck with it, man. You should have stuck with it.
No, I'm done with the NFL. I've never watched an NFL
No,
game.
I mean, you played baseball, though. When you were a kid, you should have stuck with that, man.
Yeah, but the chances of me getting on a Major League Baseball team as a second baseman.
Hey, come on. Little engine that could. It's possible.
Yeah, it could have been a DH, too, because I had a really good – I mean, I could hit.
Cue the hummingbird. If you could hit, then they'll find a spot for you. Might not be second base. They'll find a spot for you. If you can, yeah. If you can hit.
I usually batted first or fourth.
Whoa.
I was on the lineup either first or fourth.
Yeah, then.
All the time.
Then I'm telling you, you made a big mistake.
I know.
You could have been 15 grand. But if you
chase and tail. So again, women,
wait a
the
minute.
Downfall women, of this good man.
Women got you into the Marine Corps?
Huh? No. Chase and tail got me out of baseball.
Why? Normally it keeps guys playing. Because girls like athletes. Girls like baseball players.
No, I mean, I was chasing it out of town, too, so I wasn't always.
You were chasing it everywhere?
Yeah.
You were like, sounds like Those you were
bad, man.
You were not only chasing, but you were tracking as well, yes?
Tracking, yeah. Well, it was easier, I found. It was much easier to date a girl out of your town, out of your high school.
Much safer.
That way, yeah, much safer. You can use the alias. Mark Simmons can come out and play. You can do all of that stuff.
Keep the innocent people protected in the whole event.
Yeah, and as they say, never shit in your backyard.
Right. You want to know, does everybody know why you don't shit in your own backyard?
Because you'll step in it one day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never a good thing.
Yeah, always go somewhere else.
Go play road games. It's always better for the program. Always better for the program.
I learned that at a very young age.
Did you? How old?
15, 16. Easy. It was, and it was always funny, too, because, I mean, you're like, hey, Are you going to the dance with, whatever? And you're like, no, I'm going to dance with Donna or Jill. Who's that? She's from Hopkins, or she's from Excelsior, or she's from the city. That was always a big deal. Man. You're like, oh,
city girl.
What? Yeah. Or when you're a high school senior and you're like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going down to the U, the West Bank of the U,
Ooh.
You know, the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Going down to the West Bank of the U. What for? Date some,
what's that town? Dinky Town? Or what are they?
Dinky
Town. Dinky Town, right outside the university. Yeah, I know my Gopher stuff. I'm all over the Gophers.
Actually, Golden Gophers, man. One of the most ferocious animals ever known on North American continent.
Yeah, good one. I hate them, right?
Gophers?
Yeah, the whole.
Like in real life?
No, the university.
I like them. I hate Gophers in real life.
No, North Dakota and Minnesota have this awesome hockey rivalry. In North Dakota, they're like these, right, these rural, living in the sticks, and you have these Twin City people, right? I mean, the aristocracy of Minnesota. And, you know, the people of North Dakota, they're throwing dead animals on the ice and stuff like that, and the place goes crazy. But they have this great, great, great hockey rivalry that is awesome when you're around it. And Minnesota moved to the Big Ten, though, so they don't play as often. They rekindled it last year. They're going to play in Las Vegas this year or next year. The game sold out in less than 5 minutes. They opened up the tickets, vanished. So it's an awesome rivalry. It's an awesome rivalry. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, who said this quote?
Okay.
Since we're on sports. Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Defeat is worse than death. Because you have to live with defeat.
Muhammad Ali.
No, Bill Musselman. William Clifford Musselman. Bill Musselman, who was a basketball coach in the NCAA, the ABA, and NBA.
In the NBA. Coached the San Diego Sales at one point.
You're going way back.
Yeah, is he related?
I think so, somewhere down the line.
Somewhere down the line.
Yeah, that was in the 70s, man. The San Diego Sales.
Yeah, it's not. Let me tell you, I was going to the University of San Diego, and I played football there. And the Clippers, who became the Sales, they trained there. And Bill Walton was in the last phase of his career. They were trying to fix his foot, but they couldn't. And Bill Musselman, I think, was the coach then. And,
yeah.
They used to train at the University of San Diego, which is up on that hill, beautiful. You see Bill Walton rolling in, which was crazy because he was such a legend at UCLA. I mean, one of the greatest college basketball. If you want to watch something crazy, turn on the highlights of UCLA and Memphis. Walton goes 21 for 22 from the field, and so he scores 40. I don't know how many points, and the way he runs, he's 7 foot. He runs like he's 5'6". It's just an incredible game. So, Bill Walton, man. Yeah, he'd roll around in his ponytail, big red ponytail. And he was from La Mesa, the big redhead from La Mesa, California. So he's a San Diego boy. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, he coached a lot, man. I mean, a lot of teams. And so you look at some of the names, like you said, San Diego Sales, that was right after the University of Minnesota, the Gophers.
Yeah.
And then he went to Virginia Squires, and then the Bighorns out of Reno. And then he went into the NBA, man. That was the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I wonder if he got a pension.
Well, he died at an early age, dude. Died at age 60.
Whoa, I'm 60.
Yeah, he's already dead.
Whoa, hold on. Let me. I need to forward this to you. The patron mother of All Marine Radio sent me a devotional thing today.
What?
Libby has become the mother of All Marine Radio.
Yes.
So she gets a devotional daily blurb emailed to her. I think you and Mike are washing feet. And then there's a little like face with an angel above it, Libby. And it says devotional daily. Giving back to others or serving is an essential component of recovery. Johnny Baker. Who the hell is Johnny Baker? Serving others leads to deeper healing. Whoa, it's getting deep already.
Yeah.
It's getting deep. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday about dislocation and Sebastian Younger and that kind of stuff. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
No, it's good. I mean, discussion about normal went on most of the day.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? It's true.
Shut up.
Absolutely true.
I humored you because I know you're fragile right now. So I did, and I did do what I should have done, which was crush the life out of you.
How?
Napaman.
How can you argue my point? You can't.
Oh, come on. Of course
it's a non-arguable point.
San Diego Sales, you guys are outside the box. Ask a person who will remain nameless about union pensions. We have a guy who was in Afghanistan with us who is just
nameless. Remains nameless.
But he's probably about 5'3", and he.
But he's a big pension guy or a union guy.
Oh my God, he like violently frothing at the mouth, arguing with you about unions. And
They're good for this.
They used to be
the community,
right? They used to be, but I think they've
a long time ago.
And but he would lose his mind.
Oh, he would
lose his mind about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it did take.
There wasn't a lot that he would not lose. Yeah.
Like, I told you like how like Mike would come rolling in. And I'd say, hey, Gunner, what's up? Nothing. I'm looking for somebody. Like, so he'd be all about business. What, are you mad? No, I'm not mad. Well, then why are you acting like you're mad? I'm not mad. Like, where's so-and-so? I don't know. I saw about like a half hour ago. Where was he going? I don't know. He just came walking through. He went that way. Are you sure you're not mad? I'm sure I'm not mad. You know, so you're poking, trolling, looking for some kind of angle that you could amuse yourself with for 30 minutes. Not even 30 minutes, 30 seconds. Okay. This was not even sporting. So you didn't even talk to him. Like, all I have to do to get him to snap is to say, hey, Colonel, you got dip rolling down your chin again. What?
God damn it, Mac. Why do you got always,
Yeah. It was, so it was
so
like,
I liked him. We got along great.
Like, No, I got along well with him because he knew that the regimental commander was my best buddy. And so he never
that's different. That's
he never No, he liked me. We're still buddies. We used to go to church together. Yeah, and
that
I
was because he caught you on a good
and I
don't think he liked you. I'm just being honest here, you know? I'm being honest. I think if he could have had one person go back to the States early, it would have been you.
No, it wouldn't have.
You know who he liked the most?
Who?
Luke.
Oh, because Luke wouldn't say shit if he had a mouthful of it. You would walk up to Luke, and he would have, like, shit, like, coming out of the corners of his mouth, and you'd say, do you have shit in your mouth? And he'd say, Luke, do you have, like, shit? Like, it looks like it's running out of the side of your mouth. What do I mean? I mean, it looks like, it's coming out your nose. Do you want a handkerchief? I mean, that's Luke. Luke.
Luke was the likable guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I'm trying to think. If you didn't like Luke, then you had problems.
Who did I? Yeah, and so Luke, in fact, he's so nice, he becomes a victim. Okay.
Easy.
Yeah, and then I would have to get involved. Now, here's a quick funny story. The guys who worked above us, right, were assholes. Okay, and one of them, my son just worked for one of them, who will remain nameless. So we like shit happens real time, right? And these guys had just replaced another division.
Some pretty cool guys.
Yeah, some pretty cool guys. So these guys show up, and it's like, come on. So, like, something happens where, hey, we've heard, maybe via chat window, that there might be civilian casualties adjacent to this firefight. What do you know? Right? And I would say, I don't know anything. They're still fighting. Well, you know, there's a 2-hour, and I'd say, I got it. When we know something, we'll tell you. We're professionals. We know how to do this. So then they're like, oh, McNamara, he's an asshole. So what are the way they do? They call McConnell. Oh, they would call Napa guy. So anyway, Napa man, you could hear back there, I'm trying to explain.
Because he's a nice guy.
Because he's a nice guy. And this would go on. And I mean, we don't know anything. They're still fighting. They don't know what's going on. They're trying to kill people. Like, we'll get you the information. We'll get you pictures. We'll get the storyboard, the whole goddamn thing, man. As soon as we have it, we'll give it to you.
Right.
And this guy would call and grind on Napa man. So, the regimental commander, my friend, he's going up to where the headquarters was. And I said, hey, could you do me a favor? This is just he and I talking. He said, what? I said, you know Mr. X? He said, yeah, I know him. Would you go in there and tell him to quit fucking with Napa Man and us? He said, what's he doing? And I explained. He said, I'll take care of that. So, I don't know, 2 weeks later, we were walking. Napa Man is with me. And then we had the regimental commander, Dave Furness, and another friend of ours, Chris Bronzy, are coming back from someplace. So we all, like, see each other, and the regimental commander's telling a funny story. And I'm standing there. I thought, you know, I never asked him about what he did. So he finished telling the story. I said, hey, did you ever accomplish the task I gave you? And he said, oh, I never told you? And I said, no. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? He said, oh, yeah, so I roll into the meth COC, and Mr. X is sitting in his seat. And I walk up to him, and I say, hey, you got a minute? He turns in his chair, and when he went to stand up, he fell down. He said, so I'm standing there looking down at him. He gets up, and he says, sir? And so I just looked at him and said, are you fucking with my guys? And Mike, you can imagine how that went over, right?
Yeah.
No, sir, that's not what I hear. I hear that you're fucking with my guys. My guys work for me. They don't work for you, right? And they're pretty good at what they do. And if I find out that you continue to fuck with them, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to fuck with you. You got that? And so Napa Man's standing next to me, and he's like, oh. And so I look at the regimental commander, and I said, what did I ask you to do? I asked you to throw up and in on him, right? To knock him off home plate. Did I say to shoot him between the eyes? And he said, what? I said, you can't do anything right, can you? just, what? I thought I took care of it. And so I look at Napa Man, and I said, oh, and I said, so? And he says, I haven't heard from him in close to 2 weeks. I wondered what happened. I wondered if he got sent out of the AO. And then the Bridge Road Commander says, I told you. It all turned out well. I'm like, you're unbelievable, man. And then Napa Man started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He looks at me and goes, you sicked him on X? I said, he deserved it, didn't he? But Napa Man wouldn't, like, he's a Christian. He's, you know, have I shared this with you? Do you know Napa Man was in a couple, I think three different a cappella groups?
I knew that.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
When did you first meet Luke?
The boy from New York.
When we deployed?
Snapping the fingers and doing the head thing. Doo-wop, 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 diddy. That's like... How did you know that? Nobody knows that.
Yeah, I knew that.
How'd you know?
When did you first meet Luke? I'm trying to... When we were in Afghanistan?
Yes.
Oh, I knew him way before that. So
when,
I knew...
When did you know him? Well, so you're before better, the, you're better than me because, like, you know him longer?
No, I just knew him. But I knew that stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not going to release on the air because he's listening.
You know, he said he just turned it off. See, I did a
deep... You lost the listener.
I did a deep dive on Napa Man. Like, I started researching him, right? And then I found out that he's doo-wop, doo-wop. I said, have you watched Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh, he's all over that.
Oh, can you imagine? He's probably got all the songs memorized. I don't know if you know anybody listening knows what the movies are, but they're like a cappella competitions. Oh, right. My God. If I can get a video of him doing a cappella, it would complete my life.
Oh, it would kill him. Kill everybody.
It would make my life. I could die a happy man. Doo-wop, doo-wop. But I have somebody looking because somebody thinks that he was in one at an academy that he attended.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get the Wave Tops featuring...
Oh, is that the challenge? We got to get his...
Featuring Napa Man. Doo-wop, 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 diddy. Nuts about the girl from New York City. And you can see his head moving.
Yeah, we can get him. If we can get, maybe you can get him to sing like an intro.
You know, I'd love to. Hi, this is Woo Napa Man. Yeah, I've got. He could make up a little song about how small his tires are on his truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he could kind of weave it in. It would be like very personal.
He's still listening, and I know he is. He just doesn't want to chime in on.
He's afraid.
He can't.
He's afraid.
You know you're listening, Luke. Don't even try it.
You know you are.
Quit playing.
Because you don't want to hurt our feelings and really click it off, because you're not like that. That's why I
had... have...
That's right.
He's always on safe. He doesn't have fire, semi, or burst, or full auto.
He's nice.
A safe weapon.
He's a nice kid. If I read articles about him in high school, oh my God. Right.
Luke is the kind of guy that you want to date and marry your daughter.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
He would say this. So we're in Afghanistan and blah 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 blah, and then shit would be going on, and all of a sudden he'd go, oh, you're right, fudge.
Yeah.
And I'd look at him and I'd go, what the
darn it?
What the fuck did you just say, Luke? Napa Man, if you ever say
he'd say frickin'.
If you say fudge in my presence again, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you.
Don't ever say that word.
Don't ever violate me by saying that word in my presence.
Look, he's like, oh, he said it. WTF. What the fudge is going on?
What the fudge is going on? Yeah, he'd say fudge to me. And I'd say, don't go there with me. Do not go there with me.
Dude, he's like pacing right now. You know how he gets like,
Yeah, he knows.
Go lift, go throw some steel up in the air, relax, calm down.
He knows I'm doing the deep dive on him, right?
And he's going to go out and he's going to throw some steel up because that calms him down, you know?
Yeah, he's that guy. And he's going to put on like a new pair of like shorts that his wife bought him because she buys all his clothes. And
khaki shorts.
Yeah, matching socks and slip-on shoes.
With the little folds on the inside seam of the shorts.
He's that guy. That guy. And you ask him like,
does he still wear like the rope belt? You know, the, like the weaved?
I don't know. I haven't seen him wearing a belt lately.
What? No.
Yeah.
Luke would never go out of the house without a belt.
You know, I'd like to say he would, but it's a good point. No. Good point.
Unless, if those jeans did not have belt loops on them, then I would say yes. Maybe. But if his shorts or jeans have belt loops, he would never leave the house without a belt.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. And he's the only guy that I know that wears, like, penny loafers. No, you do, too.
You know, I do.
You're the two dorks that I still know that wear
penny loafers. They're not penny loafers. I have a pair of Cordovan loafers. They're not penny
loafers. But you know, remember when we were, like, back in the day when we used to have the penny loafers, you did stupid idiots to put the penny in there?
No, I never did that. I know.
Actually,
I don't even know that I had a pair of penny loafers. I had loafers. I did not like the preppy dork geek look. But if you were going to assemble...
That's Luke's dress, though.
I don't.
He's preppy.
Well, he doesn't have a clue. His wife dresses him. You ask him, like, if you look at the picture of him pointing at his wheel with that looks really small, which started the whole discussion about, like,
why did you buy a small wheel?
Yeah, why do you got small tires on that big guy truck? A lot of extra space in the wheel well. If you look, he's wearing gray. His outfit's gray with gray socks and gray shoes. Who does that? Nobody does that.
Girls do.
Yeah, girls do. So his wife dresses him, and she lays him out like, okay, these are the grandma clothes. If you just have, right? If you make sure there's a giraffe on this one and that one, and a giraffe.
You can't make it too comfy. You can't say, like, all the mammals.
Yeah. No, it's got to be giraffe.
What's a mammal?
Yeah. And if you throw a hippo in there, you know, like, what?
Hippos don't cross with
giraffes. Doesn't work. So that's what he did. So that's the beauty of that picture. So I'd like to say, but penny loafers, loafers were, Cordovan loafers were a part of an ensemble where you could make three or four suits look like about eight. Different belt, different shoes, different shoes.
Yeah, but it's like the 80s look. They might as well wear the leather elbows on your corduroy jacket, you know? Remember the corduroy jackets with the leather patches on the elbows?
Don't throw it away.
You must be an MSG or CID because those are the only two clowns that still wear those things.
Don't throw it away. It'll come back in style.
When I'm dead.
Probably.
But, the same thing. Like, you would have seen Marines. MSG Marines were the best, man, because they'd have, like, a high, tight haircut. I don't know if they still do it, but a high, tight haircut. Looks and they'd walk around, and they'd have, like, navy blue suit, black trousers, and a red tie. Like, what the are you doing? And the jacket would end up having the leather patches on there.
With a high and tight, which looks absolutely
stupid. Who still wears that, dude?
Stupid.
Yeah, that was our MSG guys for a while.
Listen to this. You'll love this little tidbit. Sailors that wear Marine Corps uniforms for their job are now subject.
They have to have Marine Corps. Yeah.
Yes, are now subject to Marine Corps grooming standards.
Well, they used to have to do that.
Not according to Navy regulations there, warrant officer.
I wasn't a fucking warrant
officer. Woo, I was a Pinopalian. God damn it. Take that.
Yeah.
Here's an email. How did you get here from Libby's devotional daily email? I don't know.
Because it wasn't my fault. Are monkeys with ADD.
It wasn't my fault. That's one thing I know for sure. Serving others leads to deeper healing. Yeah, look, come on. Johnny Baker said that. Oh, Johnny, did you mention that you heard it on All Marine Radio or just like laying it off like you thought of it yourself?
Nice. Hey, did you know our buddy?
Which buddy?
Bob Miller.
Oh,
you know what he just, there's a picture of him.
Yes.
getting some French metal. Looks like the Blue Max. I'm serious. What are you laughing at?
Because I know what the Blue Max is, and he probably didn't receive that. He got that when he was
I just shared my screen. Okay, I'm going to zoom in here.
Hold on. Did he? Is he over in? Is he
in France
today? Because it's a 100-year anniversary.
May 24, 2018.
For the Muse? Yeah.
Coming up was the French National Order of Merit. Yes, we got the Blue Max.
I knew that. I saw that picture.
Yeah, you see that little blue thing right there?
Yeah.
Does he get to wear that? I think that's
like the Legion of Merit.
No, the Legion of Merit. You know there's different orders of the Legion of Merit?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What are they? Quickly, what are they?
I don't remember all of them.
No.
But there's different medals. I didn't know that either. So one day.
Well, I mean, is it like?
Well, someone had asked.
Is it like the Medal of Honor, and that every service has their own, or what?
No, they're like different. So criteria: the degrees of Chief Commander, Commander Officer, and Legionnaire are awarded only to members of armed forces of foreign military your nations under the criteria outlined in Army
Regulations. Wait. Are we talking about the Legion of Merit?
Yeah, Legion of Merit.
Our Legion of Merit.
Ours, right there. That's it. Right. See the picture? I'm sharing it with you.
Yep.
Oh, I went to NRA.
Whoa. What's going on? What kind of announcement was that?
Oh, nothing. I was calling him, telling him to quit calling. So there's the different medals. So the ones that we use, it's called the Legionnaire. But then there's the officer, the commander, and the chief. This is the one of the badges you get to wear on here. You just put there.
Oh, on the pocket?
Yeah. I wanted that.
Did you ever get any pocket badge? Did you wear one?
No, I wouldn't wear one. No, I never got one.
What do you get them for?
Serving as the chairman's staff, you get them for all sorts of goofy crap up there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people wear them.
So the chief commander degree of the Legion of Merit is a wreath of green laurel joined by a bottom of gold tie knot rosette. No. Okay, so blah, 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 the miniature decoration, words of the United States. Okay, so it's a great seal of the United States somewhere in there. I wanted this one, actually, the one that you wear around your neck.
That looks cool.
The commander?
But you don't put, I mean, once you receive it, you don't put it around your neck anymore, right?
No, so I have the Legionnaire. I have this one.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. But I didn't know that there was different.
Oh, you thought everybody got the same thing?
Well, I've never seen the other ones.
Oh.
Have you ever seen this hang up in someone's neck?
Never. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. It's like patches. We used to have some cool patches in the Marine Corps, you know, but we don't do patches.
Yeah.
That's the way we do it.
Yeah. So you're going to, I want you to put me in for it.
Retroactive.
Yeah.
since we're reviewing medals these days, I think.
The Air Force limits the Legion of Merit to four awards per career. I mean, they're handing them out like left, you know, left and right. What do you mean? You can only get four while you're in the Air Force.
You can only get four of them. Like, this is my Legion of Merit.
Legion of Merit in the Air Force is probably like a good conduct medal in the Marine Corps.
Come on.
Dude, they hand them out. You know they do.
It's like,
oh, look at this medal.
Wait. So
look at that. The badge of military merit.
Oh,
I want
God,
that.
Stop it. What is the, in order of precedence, where is the Legion of Merit in order of precedence? It goes in front of what and behind what?
Well, it's the top of my list, on my stack, so I don't know.
I don't know what it would be.
We need that chart.
Here it is. Military Medals and Ribbons President Chart. All right. Here we go. I don't want to build Iraq. Branch.
Yeah, it would take too long.
Shot Marine Corps Awards. I don't want to. Let's just go to Ribbons. And what is going on here?
You're buying ribbons, you dope.
Oh.
I love being able to watch his screen when he shares it with me.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. Marine Corps Award Order. There they are. Bam.
Ooh.
Medal of Honor.
Legion of Merit.
Right there.
Defense. It's below the Silver Star and above
the DFC, baby.
I thought the DFC, I thought the crosses were all the same.
No. The distinguished flying cross is lower. So, yeah. Legion of Merit, Bronze Star, Purple Heart, Defense Meritorious Service. So whenever it's defense, like Meritorious Service, and then your Defense Meritorious Service. Up here, your Defense Distinguished Service, and then your Distinguished Service Medal.
What's the defense? That means, is that for
the joint?
Joint? What's the distinguished flying cross?
That's for bravery.
Yeah, I want to. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's the first recipient was Charles A. Lindbergh. We received medal number one on June 11, 1927, from President Calico. This medal is awarded to any officer or enlisted man of the armed forces of the United States who shall have distinguished themselves in actual combat in support of operations by heroism and extraordinary achievement while participating in aerial flight. Okay, got it.
Lindbergh wasn't, he didn't do it. He didn't do any of that. He didn't participate in combat.
I know, but he flew across the Atlantic.
Over water, so it's like, oh, we need to give him a medal?
He's fighting the elements.
Yeah, but the first sentence is in combat. So, all right, Chuck, here you go.
Well, maybe,
But it's below the Silver Star,
right,
and above the Bronze Star, and it's a separate, so you would get that instead of a Silver Star? The Distinguished Flying Cross?
I think you'd get that in lieu of the Bronze Star. Because you don't see aviators getting Bronze Stars.
Do you see aviators getting Silver Stars? No. You don't see that either, do you?
No, you don't. Hey, do you have one of these honorable discharge lapel pins?
I do not think I have one of those. Maybe I'll ask at the Long Beach VA if somebody can point me in the direction where I can get one of those.
What you need is a photocopy of your DC-14.
Okay, got that.
And then your character, okay, you must submit one of the files. So just submit it.
I have to submit it to get that pin?
Yeah, to the application. Here's the application form.
It goes.
You got to pay for it? Oh, my God.
Silver Star, Legion of Merit.
Oh, my God.
Navy Star, National Defense.
The Navy Star's on there, yeah. It's on there.
Do you remember that day?
Star.
Oh, my God. What? And let me just tell you, we're talking about how
Where's the North Star medal?
We were talking about how nice the man from Napa is. Okay, so he and I are talking on the phone, and Navy Star comes up, and couldn't remember where I had heard it. I'm like, why? Like, where did that come from? He said, I know, but I didn't remember that. And if that would have been me, I would have said, don't you remember the day Gunner said that? That dumbass? right? And so I'd have just, like, rewrote history.
What I didn't say that.
I know, but I didn't remember who said it. And so I said, where did that come from that day? And he said, instead of saying, realizing that, oh, Mac doesn't know.
I'm just going to be quiet about this?
Yeah, I'll dish this on Gunner. Gunner said it, remember? He got confused and he said, Navy Star? What? Oh, yeah, what a dumbass, man. Gunner, he's a dumbass. He says to me, I said it. I'm like, dumber than a bag of hammers, man. Dumber. Now, some people would call it nice. Some people would call it nice. But at that point, when you don't exploit a weakness that you really should exploit, that's, come on, man. Come on. At some point, God isn't happy with that. At some point, God's even looking at you going, come on, bro, get it together. Get it together. Here's an email.
What's so funny?
Share it with the rest of us.
Don't use the word normal ever again. I guess. You can't use the word normal.
Well, I don't use it. You do.
I know. I can't use them. I'll try to eliminate from my my vocabulary.
Yeah. Don't. It's just bad. Don't.
So you're saying if Archie Moonlight Graham played today in one game, he would have qualified for lifetime medical coverage. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, in the movie Field of Dreams, right? Moonlight Graham, he pinch hits once, and then he goes and becomes a doctor.
Right. Yep.
And so he took care of himself, so he did get, you know, health care for life. But if he would have been under today's collective bargaining agreement, not only would he fly nonstop in first class everywhere, he would. Oh, and even if you're sitting in coach, you have to be served first class meals according to the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
The Mike's building is his rack.
Oh yeah, I just want to see what this looks like.
Oh, like you've never seen it. The there's a lot of stuff.
No, price.
What's that?
The price.
Oh, the price?
Wait, didn't we get a?
What do you need? You need an extra set of ribbons for one of your suits or something?
No, I still have, like, I keep my shit together.
Just in case.
No, because like the ceremonies and stuff, I've worn it still. So
your uniform?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I can wear it.
You got to get
wear it anywhere
you,
I want.
You got to. I know. You got to wear. You got to get a haircut though.
Oh, I do.
You do? You tighten that shit up because.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I almost look like I'm coming back in. Crazy, man.
Here's a quick email. What are the rules? The Battley. I've got a Battley. What are the rules for retirees in uniform? Mike?
You can wear the appropriate uniform for the appropriate, you know, so you can't wear your dress blues out to go grocery shopping.
But if there's a military event and you're attending.
And the appropriate dress is that uniform, right. You can wear it.
You're entitled to wear what? The uniform of the day, right? For the event. As a retiree.
What's this Army Exceptional Public Service Award? What the hell? You know what you give those guys? A job, and you get to keep it when they do their job.
Exceptional Public Service Award. The Army's got a lot of ribbons.
Dude, you know? Public Health Service Hazardous Duty Award. Public Health Service Special Assignment Award, Public Health Service Foreign Duty Award.
And who wears those? Who gets those?
Public Health Service people.
Oh.
Public
Do
Health
they
Service
have
Bicentennial Unit Award.
Do they have units? Do they have uniforms? Public Health Service?
I never even knew who's Public Service.
I don't
Look
know.
At all these words they got. Public Health Service Smallpox Eradication Campaign. What the hell?
Again, those guys looking like Filipino admirals. What war were you in? Never been outside the county, son.
That's right, but I was in the smallpox eradication campaign in the day.
And if you don't know what that is, you can kiss my ass.
Neither do I, so please tell me.
And then in the Marine Corps, you like fight for every lousy ribbon you get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Marines, man, they
Mexican
get
Mexican Service Army? Mexican Service Marine Corps? I want a Mexican Service Marine Corps medal.
What the hell are you, what are you doing?
These are all Marine Corps shit, man. These are all.
The Mexican Service? What, when the hell was that?
Cool, man. I don't even know how many Bronze Stars. Two?
Throw three in there. Who the hell's
going on? No, the National Defense. I think I just write that.
Yeah, put six.
I got this one.
Put a half dozen. Stolen Valor.
Just start putting freaking exactly. Shit everywhere.
Exactly, like those kooks. All right, the, what else are you going to tell you?
I don't get the fleet in Marine Corps. How do I get that thing on?
Here's another one.
What was that?
What, that noise?
Yeah.
It was me making a noise. I got a couple of things I want to read to you.
Okay.
This is from a guy named Jack Riley. About the interview I did with former Marine Corps General Butch Neal. About his experience in Vietnam. Excellent interview with Butch. I was the second squad leader, second platoon on Hill 70 the night of March 30th, 1967. John Bobo, lieutenant type, Medal of Honor recipient from the fight that would go on March 30th, was my platoon commander for 7 months before moving over to weapons platoon. Mike Getlin, the captain, Navy Cross recipient during this fight posthumously, was one of the bravest Marines I've ever seen. And there were quite a few of them on that hill that night. I'm going to share your interview with the other Marines who fought at Getlin's Corner, Semper Fidelis, Jack Riley. So I'm trying to get Jack to come on the program. I love squad leader interviews because they have a different view of the planet than the rest of us. A little bit more down to earth. This is a text message. Mac, you were talking about General Mundy's funeral. The Marine Corps does it right because we're taught meticulous attention to detail. When people think of U.S. Marines, they think of dress blues and a squared away Marine. That image has not changed for generations. Perfection is the goal we are taught to strive for from day one. There's a version of the Marine Corps hymn that I play. You better believe the hymn you're playing is motivating. You can feel the drive and passion of those singing it. I'm just rambling now, but it's a good companion. You can hear that passion when Peyton Davis sings Hurt. It's a great song. I like how you went at the Big E. The Big E kind of took me to task for the version of the Marine hymn I play. The dude should get the big picture. I'm 30 years out of the Marine Corps, but ever since I started listening to All Marine Radio, I feel connected to it more than I have in a very long time. You're talking about regular duty troops helping after natural disaster. Prior to getting to Marine Corps Air Station New River, there was a big forest fire in North Carolina. Marines from my unit, Crash Fire Rescue, mostly 70-51s, volunteered to go out with trucks and help fight the fires. I recall a couple awards for that service. Semper Fidelis. You know what? I mean, it's one of the coolest parts of doing All Marine Radio and having mic on is, you know, out of the blue you get things like this. One bombed in at like 2 in the morning, and the other one I saw this morning, the text I just read, just bombed in this morning. You know, and it's just, it's awesome. Awesome, right. Awesome stuff. And, you know, we do it a lot, so kind of take it for granted a little bit. But again, the Grinch feeling of touching people. So, anyway. All right, anything else you want to get off your chest before I let you go for the day?
No. Look at some. I like that. I'll ask National Guard
governors. I want one of those.
It's a good looking. It's got the Big Dipper on it.
Oh, I no. I want the scroll down. Go back.
Scroll back.
Yeah, I like the Alaska National Guard Adjutant General's Marksmanship Proficiency Award, red, white, and blue. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, or this one that looks like the Purple Heart, the Arizona National Guard Medal of Valor.
It's blue. It has a
look
blue
at all this
view.
Crap, man. I didn't even know this stuff existed.
Yeah. Every guard unit's got their own. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're now through the guards. Like, oh, there's California.
Yeah, look at those. Always fashionable. Great. The Colorado National Guard Commendation Medal. The otherwise known
as
the CNGCM.
$83 No way.
What kind did you get?
Those are just ribbons, dude.
Did you, don't even talk about medals. Getting your medals mounted and sewn, and then getting miniatures like
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, and then somebody says, "Oh, we're going to write you up for another medal." No, no, no,
please, Lord,
no, don't please. Do that. A ribbon's okay. No medals. No medals. What? What is wrong with you?
Please, Lord.
What is
please.
Wrong with you? That's $300
Please, Lord.
Don't give me another medal.
Not before I get out. Don't screw me like
this. No, my wife's gonna be so pissed. What's wrong? What are you talking about? Oh God! Every time I have to get them mounted again, it just screws up everything.
So, every time.
Yeah. Funny, yeah. funny. All right. Anything else you got to report before we leave for the day?
Yeah, I want you to play that for bumper music.
Which one? Send it to me.
I've asked you.
Can you play?
I sent it to you before.
No, oh, yeah. What, Bob Gillis and the Playboys?
Who's Bob Gillis and the Playboys? No,
like Jerry right Lewis. Here. Jerry
See
Lewis and the Fifth Dimension. Buenas noches from the Lonely Room. That?
No, right there.
I sang. Can you hear that? Are you playing it?
Yeah, I'm playing it? Can you hear it?
No. I don't know. I don't, because look, my you're hearing my mic through the mixer. But when I play music, you don't hear the music, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do now.
Oh, you do. So so today, before we came on, you heard the commercials and then the bumper?
There, I just sent it to you.
So you hear this. You can hear that. I should be. You should send me that audio that's.
But no, like you said, we're not on a mixer over here. So I can't conjoin that music together.
Yeah, but all right, we'll have to work on that because you should be able to. You should be able to share your audio with me through the same line. We just got to make sure that you might have two sound cards and they might be on different cards. So I'll do some troubleshooting.
I just sent it to you. Do you see it?
I'm amateur combo, by the way. I am so like I know electricity.
Okay, now play it.
Did you email it to me or what?
No, I just sent it in Skype.
Skype? Oh, let me read this to you before we leave. Just for the record, the Gunner sounds so much better. It's ridiculous. It doesn't sound like a nasally bitch anymore. He sounds like a grown-ass man.
That's the cell phone, man.
It is the cell phone. Well, wait a minute. I got all this shit on my, like, I got your screen. Stop sharing your screen so I can see my screen.
Oh.
Well, maybe I should do this. Oh, here it is. No. Yeah. As we ride off in the sunset.
Huh?
I don't care. Is that what you want?
I like that song. You heard that song?
Yeah. You send me new bumper anytime you want. I'll fire it in there. So that's the bumper for the third hour until we change it.
Just that clip right there that, you know, you'll see it in there.
I sang Dixie.
For a couple seconds.
There you go.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Good luck. And then I'll talk to you Thursday.
There you have it. The one and only Michael Christopher Musselman. Oops. Stop playing. All right. That'll do it as we get out of here on a Tuesday. The don't touch that dial. You're going to learn a lot about why you should take your grandkid down to the park and play baseball with him. Actually, there's also a ton of news. The president spoke at the UN, so that's going on today. And I'm headed out to the VA. Then my daughter's got a volleyball game. So that's exciting. The Brigadier Major General David Furness. You'll hear him in the second hour giving an update from Camp Lejeune. And then a person who's been protected on the program, Napa Man, the subject of much discussion in the third hour. Email. I don't understand the story about the Navy Star. Well, the story goes like this. We're having some argument or discussion. And Napa Man, like, legitimately said, okay, and he's a graduate of the Navy's college, okay? I don't want to give too much personal information out about him. So he says, yeah, something like, yeah, when did he receive the Navy Star? It's like, you're like, what in the hell did he say? How could that either form on your lips or go through your fingertips? It's impossible. Yeah, I said impossible for all you people listening in SAP. Yeah, you wouldn't have to have it translated. Because impossible means impossible. Yeah, that's how that shit works. Here's another email. I was driving listening today, Mac, and that shit that you had your regimental commander do was hilarious. You must have had a great time sicking your friends on people. Oh, trust me. And that wasn't the only time I did it either. Right? These people didn't know. Right? That I'm besties with the regimental commander. So they act like... And let me just tell you. In the course of business, shit happens. That doesn't bother me. But when you got out of your lane and you acted like an asshole to other Marines, I had no patience for that. You know, and these guys were all boots to me to begin with. I mean, the regimental commander was junior to me, so that makes him a boot. Muscleman? Boot? Yeah. I'm not going to lock you guys up and make you call me sir, but you know that if I wanted to, that would be totally legit. Boot? So I'm sure as hell not taking any shit off some ass clown just because they happen to outrank me. Now that they give away rank. Joke. Yeah. So if you acted like an ass to my Marines, you got it. And he was only too happy to do it too. Because it was always the douchebags that would do it. Yeah. He'd roll in on him like an A-10. That was a funny conversation, too. Can't you do anything right? I told you just to throw up and in on him, not to shoot him between the eyes. He said, what? What did I do? I said, you screwed it up. You screwed it up, Colonel. You know what? I'll say this. It was important for all of us, all of our mental health, to be there together for a year. I mean, it wasn't a 7-month battalion deployment. It was a 10-month. And it was not an easy year. But when you have guys like that, make you laugh, take you away from that stuff, it helps an awful lot, the mental health piece of it. And that's why we're still friends now. And that's why Napa Man, that's why Montana Man. Oh, no, he's probation man now, right? What did I call? No, Cookie. I call him Cookie. That's why Cookie's on probation. That whole group goes to North Carolina. Guess who goes to a concert with his sister? Exactly. Cookie does. That's why he's on probation. But the good, we're coming to, like, the second month of his probation, I think, next. On October 2nd. He's only got 10 more months to go. So, have a great day. on a Tuesday. Almarine Radio. Over and... oh...